All right, let's get to our third and final hour. Open phones this hour because we did our three interviews already. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. In terms of the interviews, I hope you did not miss them. They were all really good and extremely range-filled. I talked soccer yet again, and if I have to say so myself, extremely eloquently and intelligently, with the excellent head coach of the U.S. men's soccer team, Greg Berhalter. U.S. team coming off a big win over Mexico, and they've got another big one coming up against Costa Rica tomorrow night. Xander Schauffele, I thought, was great. Really, really like him. I like his game. I like his mindset. I like everything about him. He joined me in hour number one. We had Kelly McCrimmon, the GM of the Vegas Golden Knights, also on in hour number two. And now the third hour is wide open. Here we go, 1-800-636-8686. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he did not show today. Not surprising at all. Why would anybody be surprised by that? So it's now officially holdout season. And if it sounds like I'm on the side of the quarterback, it's because I'm on the side of the quarterback. Meantime, Rome, Stucknut, has my odds at 22-1? Tell that bitch, Stephen Houston, I'm going to shock caller the world with a possum call. Me and Rich Flores have been sniffing each other's butts in preparation. Sign Paul's dog. Brian and Charlotte. Hey, Hawk, I know you think you have nothing to lose. He's like, hey, man, that's how dogs say hello. All right, anyway, maybe we find out. One second, I meant. Maybe we find out by going to the phones. He's talking about a dog. There is a dog that has a golden ticket. Never forget that I gave Paul's dog a golden ticket. So while I'm looking for female representation for the smack off, and it's hard to come by, I do have animal representation. For the first time ever, a dog is holding a golden ticket. And you know what's truly ironic about that?
Ironic.
I get that tweet, and then who's on hold but Paul's dog in Buffalo?
Doggy dog.
Why don't we go to the phones to see what that dog has to say for himself? We've already heard from the fake Silk. Let's get the real dog, though, and make things right. We go to Buffalo. Paul's dog. Hey, Paul's dog. What's up?
Thank you, Rich Flores, for getting me on. This is Paul's dog. Here for my golden ticket. Woo! Jeff in Southfield. Read my name. Watch your mouth. But I still have my pair. They're big, but they're brass.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
All right, so what we have here is a fake Silk and a fake Paul's dog. What we have here is the real Hawk getting duped again. Am I right, Mike and Snowbird? First, the fake Silk got over on Hawk. And then the fake Paul's dog got over on Hawk. But in defense of Hawk, you could see where that might happen. I mean, that dog sounded exactly like the other dog, didn't it? Can I hear some of that back, Avi, really quickly? How about that dog barking his way through that call? And you wonder why I would give a dog a golden ticket with smack like that. Didn't he say, keep her out of my mouth?
Thank you, Rich, for getting me on. This is Brawl's dog. Here for my golden ticket.
Golden ticket.
Jeff in Southfield. Read my name. Watch your mouth. But I still have my pair. They're big, but they're brass.
All right, as always, we ran him too soon. I wanted to hear what else he was going to bark out. Hey, y'all do know that I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame, right? You do know that there are several hundred affiliated stations along the lines. You do know that we are on satellite radio. You do know that there are probably several other billion listeners streaming the program. Don't call up and act like a dog. I've got a show and a brand that I'm responsible for. And to quote somebody else, you ain't helping them, man. You're hurting them. And you shouldn't be doing that on the radio, man. Dog. And you shouldn't be doing it on the radio, dog. Fake Silk. Fake Paul's dog. Jamie in Green Bay. Don't even bother having the smack off. Just send the 5K right now to Fake Paul's dog. Hey, maybe. 5K to the winner. Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure where that 5K is coming from this year. Last year, we had a sponsor come out of nowhere and chip off. And it was nice. If you want to contribute to the pot, go right ahead. Except, apparently, the pot's going right to Fake Paul's dog. Congratulations, Fake Paul's dog.
Wait, my name. Watch your mouth.
I love the way he barked. Keep my name out your mouth.
Wait, my name. Watch your mouth.
The inflection, too, obviously perfectly canine. Off your mouth.
Wait, my name. Watch your mouth.
By the way, who was that? That's the beauty of it. When somebody like that does something like that, and never mind that that's the kind of crap that you do when you're nine back in the day. All right. There's this thing. I will date myself so you understand the reference. There is a thing, all right? It's called a landline. It's called a telephone. And back when we were kids, we used to pick up the phone, call other people, and talk junk or make jokes. It was known as a crank call. And that's funny when you're nine. It's not so funny when you're 50 and you're doing it on a nationally syndicated sports talk show. That's exactly what that guy just did. And I don't know who that guy is. And I kind of want to know because it was almost funny. It almost worked. All we know is by virtue of our technology, it was Richmond, VA. Hawk said that he was immediately in character when he picked up, so we don't know who it was. It wasn't like some guy said, hey, Hawk, I want to do this. He called up as the dog. Hawk's whole argument is, why break that perfect method acting?
This is Brawl's dog.
Brawl's dog.
This is Brawl's dog.
You mean Jeff in Richmond? Or maybe it was Mike and Indy.
Here for my rolled-in ticket.
Here for my rolled-in ticket. I'll tell you what, that's...
my name. Watch your mouth.
That's about as good of a dog impression as I've ever heard. Anybody else, can you make it better? You can't make it any worse, but can you make it better? 1-800-636-8686. Pick them up, Adam. Man, the phone lines are blowing up. They're lit. It's lit, and they're lit. The reason I say that is I've got thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and a lot of them. Let me share part of this with you, some of this. But I am actually looking for phone calls. You know me, I play that hot hand. If I'm on a heater, I'm going to roll with it. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. I want to give you one more telephone number, a different phone number for the platforms. This number is for our voicemail that we do on the Jim Rome podcast. Got a really interesting guest for this week's Jim Rome podcast that I do not want to jinx. Even old Rit is in the back row, like blinking, like, don't do it, dude. Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't want to jinx it. Here's a number for you. Write this down. Put this in your phone. This is the voicemail number that we use on the Jim Rome podcast. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. All right, so this guy, I was going to get into Aaron Rodgers not being at minicamp today, except this guy has also been a topic on the program of late. And has been showing up of late, which is good. It's smack-off season. You're supposed to. Hawk, this is not the third fake in a row, though, is it? Man, I love it. Every line is blinking right now. That is the way it should be during smack-off season. Every single line is blinking. This guy, though, goes right to the front. Jeff. in Southfield. What's up with you, Jeff?
Thank you for the fan, Jim. Hey, Jim, I keep hearing how Wells in the 360 is overweight. Hey, Jim, you know what's not overweight? Wells' brain. Hey, Wells, go to the library and discover books. And after you've read a few, give us a book report on something other than a sandwich. Wells, there's more to life than food. There's a big, wide world out there, Wells. I mean, it's not as big and wide as you, but it's pretty big and wide. Hey, Silk, what's with that HB council member calling you Professor Silkinson? Silk, not only can substitute teachers not call themselves professor, they can't call themselves adult. You're a babysitter, Silk. Hey, Silk, what are you going to call yourself for being on the Trailer Park Advisory Board? Senator Silkinson? Silk, the trailer park was hoping for a guy named Denim, who talks about guns and car engines, not for a guy named Silk, who talks about charcuterie. Silk, the closest thing to charcuterie in the trailer park is when cockroaches eat Cheese Whiz. Seriously, Silk, your annual budget can afford saltines or Velveeta, but not both. Silk, this weak attempt to delude yourself you're a grown-up isn't going to go well. Bro, you have the word Silk tattooed below your belly button. And the number one rule of trailer parks is all men must be shirtless. I fear for your life, Silk. And last thing, Jim. Hey, Mush and Indy. Even though you never call the show anymore, I still think of you when I drive. The yellow stripe in the road reminds me of your spine.
Hey, Jeff, are you done? Oh, man, this dude's awesome. Hey, I said it. Yeah, I don't play favorites. I'm objective. I'm not going to have any preconceived notions or thoughts going in. That dude's awesome. His delivery, the one-liners. Hey, Jim. Hey, Silk. You think of yourself as an adult. You can't be. You're a babysitter. This dude cracks me the hell up. I'd have this whole conversation. I would have a discussion about what is it about that guy that you don't understand? Or like, what is it about that guy that's not funny to you? That dude is really funny. Really funny. Like, if you don't get that guy, you just don't get it. How can you tell me that's not funny? This dude's got some of the greatest one-liners the show's ever heard. And that delivery is unbelievable. Of course, if you're Silk, you probably don't think that's very funny. Hey, Silk, what do charcuterie and trailer park have in common? Nothing. Except the rats eating the Velveeta. Hey, Silk. And you know what I love about that guy, too? He's showing up. He's showing up. He's showing up and not at all afraid of losing his spot or position. Is there any doubt that that guy is going to get on the day of the smack-off? I doubt it. He's putting in the work. He's putting in the time. Oh, and Alvin, rack that call. I just want that to go on record. I want to document that as another racked call. Hey, Wells, that did not go very well for you. Wells, that did not go very Wells for you. Hey-o! At all. What I want to do is keep these phone lines lit. 1-800-636-8686. Do you think you should be a part of this? Do you think you're good enough to be a part of this? A couple of ways to take part. A couple of ways to be a part of the Smack Off. You can send in your Smack Off prediction videos, as I mentioned already. Or even better, if you've got the game, you can be a part of the program. Laid out pretty much all of the guys who have odds. And then, as you can see, there's no way all those people are getting on that day. That's why you need to get in now and lock it down. Secure your spot. And we'll try and get some more in there. No way I get through the end of the program without sharing my thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. I will certainly do that. Before he called, I was trying to make the point that I've got a guest on the Jim Rome podcast coming up this week. Good news, bad news. Good news is he's never been on, and I'm fascinated by the guy. Love him. Love him. literally one of my favorite athletes ever. And he's never been on, right? It's not even bad news. The not as good news is if it happens, it's going to happen on Thursday, not Wednesday. But you know what? Guys like that, they can dictate. Almost anybody else says to me, yeah, we can do it, Rome, but we know you air that thing without fail on Wednesday, but we'll do it Thursday. And I would say, you know what? Why don't we just find a Wednesday that works? This guy says to me, you know what, Rome? We're not doing it Wednesday. We'll do it Thursday or not at all. And I'm like, okay. Okay. Works for me. We'll do it whenever you damn well want to do it. His world. But I don't want to jinx it. So I'm not saying what it is. All right, when we come back, probably more telephone calls. The second round is in full swing, Alvy. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings is offering free-to-play pools every day of the basketball playoffs, offering players a free shot at up to 10 grand in total prizes. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to pools, choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions around what you think is going to happen during that day's basketball games. Track your results throughout the evening. Questions range from which team will hit the most threes to which team will score first. Download the top-rated DraftKings app. Use the code ROME when you sign up to get your free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Once again, promo code ROME. Limited time only. DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for full details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Quick reminder. The next generation of paint protection is already here. New 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating will provide up to 12 months professional level protection. Insane water beating and jaw-dropping shine with one simple application. Visit 303radio.com for more information. All right, now this is really interesting. You know the way generally odds work on most sites. They move. And that's the beauty of gambling right now. Like micro betting. You can bet inside of a game. But even before the game itself, odds move. And odds move based on where the money is going, right? If a certain team is favored by a certain amount and then a bunch of money starts going on the other side, then the odds or the line moves. So, and that can be based on any number of things, right? It can be based on perception. It could be based on something somebody says. It can be based on an injury. It can be based on any number of things. It could be based on a video or a workout or anything. I bring this up because I wonder about Jeff in Southfield. Like, I think that his odds were 9-1 on Stucknut, if memory serves. And then he makes a call like that. It would seem to me that if that guy makes a call like that and the morning line, right? The morning line has him at 9-1, then that probably should move that line. And I don't remember if Stucknut adjusts as he goes or not. But to me, you would think that would move the line. So the guy that I want to ask this of is our preeminent guru on the program. Now, you might think there is a conflict of interest in me asking this guy, the big head. The big head is not involved with the smack off. If you follow me on that, I've got certain members of the staff that do certain things. That's not really his thing right now. And in the past, he has. The reason he's not really involved with that is because I don't even know where he lives anymore. He's somewhere. I just know he's not here. Anyway, I would say, hey, head, on big head bets, what do you make of those odds? And you might raise your hand and say, hey, whoa, wait a minute. It's a conflict of interest. How can he have an opinion on the odds? He votes, right? No. You know what? Even perception is kind of really important. All right, I take it back. Head, your opinion doesn't count at all. Therefore, nobody's going to hear it. he had a take on Jeff and what the odds were, but I'm not gonna reference it because I don't want to in any way affect the perception that somehow this thing's not right, because it is right. Let me be very clear about this, okay? There is a prize to the winner, $5,000. Second place, nothing grand. Third place, even less. It's winner take all. That's the beauty of the event. You get the crown, you get the money. So I'm very, very careful about how we judge this thing, but I want to be very clear about this. Our judgment is final, and it's just our judgment. I really don't care who wins.
Finally.
I just don't. But I want to make sure that we do everything we can to be fair and, well, to be fair. And we will. Come on! Come on, James Kelly!
Come on.
Now he's trying to storm the studio. Don't you think you're coming back home, Kelly? You left, dude. I changed the locks, dog. We always change the locks when somebody leaves. Dog.
Doggy dog.
Doggy dog.
Doggy dog.
Let's check some reaction. Hey, Rome. Jeff in Southfield. That dude is number one. He should be 3-1 to win. Aaron in Iowa. Again, we'll see how he shows up day of. The one good thing about Jeff, I don't even want to project, but the one thing I would say about Jeff is this, and he's not the only one I would say this about, so I think I'm comfortable in saying it. If he were to win, the thing that would make him a good champ is he would show up throughout the year. And that I do respect. I'm not saying you have to. It's not a precondition. I mean, even Brad shows up once in a while. But there are people who have won and then not shown up until the next year. Jeff in Southfield would show up. Cowboy Reese tweets, Jeff in Southfield has to be the dark horse to win the smack off. By far my favorite caller. You see, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's a dark horse. He's smart. Maybe it lowers his number, but by showing up, leading up to it, he's getting in reps. He's putting in work. Comfortable on the big stage, obviously. Hey, and one more thing. Even though we vote and we're objective, those of you listening play a big part and a big role that day on social. And if you think that social media does not have an impact on the world around us, then you're not paying attention. Twitter and social are huge that day. Jimmy, as the Aaron Rodgers saga continues another day and he misses mandatory workouts, I think I know what all Packer fans wish he would do. Regards, what is, do a 180?
Do a 180?
Nope.
Chris in Milwaukee, yeah, I don't think that Aaron's going to do a 180.
Do a 180?
Nope.
Or a 360. Or a Wells in the nope. 720.
Do a 180?
Nope.
I need more time to lay this out, but here's the issue.
Correct.
They got a problem. The Packers have a huge problem. And it was a problem. And they didn't recognize until way too late that it was a problem. Then they tried to fix the problem, except for one thing. It was way too late. And here we are. Here the bleep we
here
are.
Here we are. Here the f*** we are.
Why don't we go to the phones? They are all lit. Hawk, you got a bleep-eating grin on your face. That's not a good thing. All right. We go to San Antonio. Big-time jungle town. Ed in San Antonio. Good to have you. Ed, how are you?
Jimmy, I got to relate this bizarre dream I had last night. I was actually at Del Mar Raceway, and they were running the first annual Jungle for Charity, and it goes something like this. And ladies and gentlemen, approaching the first position, we have two New York fillies, Sarah Jessica and Baby Jessica. And on the number third spot, we have two Cal entries, Mel's son and the newly gilded Silky's son, who seems a little confused as he's trying to mount the other horses. Number five position, here comes Ambie, and she's a sleeper. Number six, Sapphire's Desire, has been scratched and replaced by online betting favorite, Jano's Addiction. Ho-ho, here she comes. In the number 7 spot, it's Holland Oates. And in the number 8 spot, we have Nads Go. And filling the field, we have the women's favorites of Elks Donga, Matt's Gherkin, and Greg's Baby Arm.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I mean, LT does not begin to do justice with how horrible that call was. Dude, why don't you just call up and yell Sarah Jessica Parker and just hang up and save us all the trouble? That's what Hawk would call a, quote, concept call. That Ed in San Antonio has a concept call. You know what that was? That was a super long Sarah Jessica Parker email is what that was, and not a good one at that. Oh, Ed, so close.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, Ed. It's not funny, Ed. It doesn't make any sense, Ed. Why are you all trying to wreck my show? Do you like what you hear? Would you like me to stay on the air? Then stop doing this bullcrap. Or wait until I go someplace else where they allow that bullcrap. Except I don't think they will in the middle of the day here. All right, so as long as we're on our last chance, this dude's pretty much on his last chance. This segment is on his last stand. This dude is on his last chance. Why don't we find out? Let's go to the great, great state of Texas. Johnny in Texas. Johnny, what's up?
Jimmy, I don't want to wreck your show. I want to wreck two clones. Hey, Jerome in Houston, dude, seriously. You're the guy who bragged about having a high IQ while you were totally smashed. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to us. I don't even remember what the number was, but after that call, it should decrease by 50 points, dude. Last thing, Kim in Sacramento took a run at something about my pants. Hey, Kim, you are the queen of Photoshop. We know that in the JTP, and that's all fine and well. But one thing you'll never be able to Photoshop out of your face is ugly. I'm out.
Johnny, you just called up and you said, hey, that guy over there is dumb, and that guy over there is ugly. And then you chased it with, I'm out. And you styled it. And dude, you are out. You're right about that. You are out. I mean, you're out. Period. Permanently. Stop calling. You can't come on a talk show like this and call people dumb and ugly. What do I look like? Does this look like Silk's class? Silk's fourth grade class where he's a substitute teacher? Hey, teacher, he's dumb. And she's ugly. Johnny, you're not blocked, all right? I don't block anybody. I've never blocked anybody because I just don't give a damn. I'm not blocking anybody. I'm not about that life. I'm just saying you can't get on the air as a caller anymore. You can tweet whatever you want. You can post whatever you want. I can't really stop you from that. And again, I don't block anybody. But what I can do is say that you're not welcome to call the show if you're going to call the show and say, hey, that guy over there is really dumb. And she's even uglier than he is dumb. Because that's just not good radio. This just in. Bad radio. This just in, great radio show. This also just in, great radio show, really bad callers sometimes. This just in, you're one of them, Johnny. Or you were. Come on, man. I would tell you to do better, but I know you can't. I've given you too many opportunities. When we return, more of me and less of you. Because you is bringing me down. But they are all lit, aren't they? The lines are lit!
It's lit!
Because it's smack-off season, and everybody's
the
feeling it.
Off.
17 days, 13 shows, a smack-off promo on my Instagram feed. Go listen to it. 5 minutes of pure, uncut smack. Unadulterated genius from Alvy. Go to my Instagram feed. Hey, follow me there if it's not too much to ask. It's free. Free as me, remember? Go check it out. Now it's time for a sports update. Here it is. So Jamie in Green Bay is in, and he writes, quote, lots of kooks have access to phones today. What you would call lots of kooks having access to phones today, I call Tuesday. Why is today any different than any other day, Jamie? But you're right. Except that's every single day. It's been such an unusual day. Like, I roll out, I do this great take on the Nets to open up the program, and then I segue into an amazing interview with the head coach of the men's national soccer team, Greg Berhalter. Then I chase that with another great interview, if I say so myself, with golfer Xander Schauffele. Then I chase that with another great interview, if again I say so myself, with Kelly McCrimmon. Except that feels like 3 months ago. Because what has happened since then? Well, a great segment by me about the Stuck Not Odds. And then I turned the program over to you and it all went to hell. So where does that leave us? Actually, that's not true. Jeff in Southfield definitely made it better. He got racked. So it is smack off season. And that's part of the reason why we have what's going on. Like when Jamie in Green Bay says, a lot of kooks have access to phones. No, it's smack off season. People are coming in. People want a shot at the money. You know why? Money has value. Money has currency. Money is money. And $5,000 is a lot of money. So people are calling and they're responding and they want their shot. They want the stack. 17 days, 13 shows until Smack Off 27. But in order to win it, you have to be in it. And in order to get in it, you have to be invited. Like this guy. All right, so James in Portland calls last week and gets a golden ticket. So you know he's got game. Then he calls back the next day, and he's having a good run and having a good phone call. And then at the end of the call, insists that I give him another golden ticket. And I said, that's not really the way it works. Like, you have your golden ticket, and that's it. You can't keep opening up candy bars to get another one. But then I thought, that's actually pretty smart, right? Because if I snatch one of them, he still has one left. I see you working. He's back for more. Now, maybe he wants a third, or maybe this guy's really smart. If I'm listening and I'm holding on to a golden ticket and I hear all those other great callers, I've got to be thinking to myself, all right, I've never been in the Smack Off before. What are the chances of me really getting on the air that day? How am I going to beat all these people out? And if I'm being really self-aware and really honest, the answer is I'm not going to. He's not taking my call. Unless I start to make calls during Smack Off season into the run-up to the program and I make a name for myself. And then he'll have to take my call. I don't know. Either that or this guy loves the sound of his own voice. I really don't know. I just know that if you've got a golden ticket, you should be getting in reps. You should be putting in the work. You need to make it so I want to take your call that day. This is number 27 of these things. You know how many people we have on hold that day? There's a really good chance that you're not getting on the air because I'm not looking for just the good. I'm looking for the best of the best. Getting in the field is one thing. Getting on the air that day is another. And being in the field does not guarantee it. All right, I've made that point so many times until I'm blue in the face. I think this guy gets it. Let's go back to it. He won a golden ticket last week. He called back. He demanded a second one, and he's back for more. Let's go to James in Portland. What's going on, James?
Jimmy, my man, what is happening, brother? I see on Stucknut, I'm at plus 2,100. It's safe to say I'll be going Pete Rose on that number, Jimmy. And Albie, you look a little tired today, brother. Did you have a long night last night? I know missionary can be exhausting. And by the way, Adam Hawk, quit lying to us, bro. You had no clue that was silk, my man. Not a clue. And Baldy in the back, I swear, your dance moves in and out of segments are wider than the inside of Albie's socks. And Jimmy, you are the godfather. You are the Michael Corleone, the Michael Francis of sports talk radio. I am just a mere soldier that has been one of your best earners for 25 years here in the Northwest. And what I'm about to say, Jim, it is not a threat. I mean no disrespect. I'm here to kiss the ring. But God forbid, Jim, I do not want you to go home and have Janet tell you this.
hey, honey, I hope you had a great day in the jungle. Here's your glass of scotch. I have something to tell you that may not make you too happy, hubby. And that is some guy named James in Portland came over to the house today and asked if he could swim in the pool. And I said, well, you're such a nice guy. You're kind of what, in your early 40s? Go for it. And the darndest thing happened, Jim. When he got out of the pool, it looked to appear like a baby Ruth was in the pool. And he said, sorry, Janet, I just wanted to, you know, this may happen again if Jim doesn't give me an RSVP. She said, oh, don't worry about it. And then she tells you, Jim, by the way, you're not going to be able to swim in the damn thing for about another 6 years.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
And now it's gone.
Not a very good call.
That is the sound of your golden ticket getting snatched back, James. I probably should have snatched it back before you got to the part about my wife and my pool and what you dropped in the pool. And I should have ripped it back when you said, hey, Baldy, in the back row, you're whiter. Your dance moves are whiter than the inside of Alvin's sock. I mean, dude, come on. Not really sure how my man got one in the first place, but he did. It's weird like that. Like I said, there's always inherent risk in calling up, but there's risk in not calling up. If you do nothing and you play it safe, you could lose your spot, lose your ticket, and essentially guarantee, even if you don't, that you're not getting on the air. That guy knew it. Just kept pushing it, kept pushing it, kept pushing it, and then ran out of good material. Three calls in. Well, I mean, he went with the tried and true formula. Cracked an XR4TI-er, cracked another XR4TI-er, cracked a third XR4TI-er, and then dreamed up a scenario where he took a dump in my pool and thought that was going to get him in.
You have a big dump in
I don't know, James. Like, you know what I normally say? Normally I say, you know what? You're still in it because it's still smack-off season. I'm not really sure how you come back from that. I'm not saying you can't call the program. I'm not blocking you. I'm not Johnny in Texas-ing you. I'm just saying how you recover from having a golden ticket, demanding that I give you a second one, and then getting one snatched because you talked about taking a dump in my pool.
You have a big dump.
Dude, I love that pool. It's my favorite pool ever, man. You don't want to be doing that. Or you want to talk about doing a 180.
Do a 180?
Nope.
Drop a growler in the pool?
You have a big dump in your pants.
Do a 180?
Do a 180?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Still have your golden ticket? Nope. Nope.
Do a 180?
Nope.
Is this show coming to an end soon? Yep. Yep.
Oh, no.
Vic and NoCal. That's great. Vic and NoCal just writes, quote, thank you for Pete's sake. You're welcome, Victor. Jamie in Green Bay. He's had himself a day now, Jamie in Green Bay. Jamie in Green Bay is damn near co-hosting with me today. Jamie in Green Bay, quote, James in Portland or fake Brad in Corona? Now, I'm pretty sure that was James in Portland. At 7:50 the game. This is a radio affiliate. I love this. This is why I'm chuckling. They had a watch party a couple of years back. At 7:50 the game. This is why they're mad. Their guy, they had a runner in the race. They had a horse in the race. Portland did. At 7:50 the game. Shout out, y'all. Our affiliate. Quote, damn it, James, in Portland. Rome just ripped the golden ticket back from James in PDX. It was fun while it lasted. Hashtag, good try, good effort. I love it. I love that one of our affiliates, one of our radio stations, went with a damn it blast on social, on one of their own. There's your affiliate, man. That's one of the affiliates of the year right there. Chael is still there. You still have Chael if he shows up. But you don't have James. He can try and show up, but he's not getting in. Unless he can do something miraculous between now and then, but do you really have the faith that's going to happen based on what you just heard?
Do
not me.
Do a 180?
Nope. Nope. Do a 180, James? Nope.
Do a 180?
Quickly. Let's go to Susie in Wisco. Susie, let's roll. What's going on?
Hey, Jim. I know you have a stack of golden tickets you're itching to give away, and the jungle needs some lady clone representation. So I'm here to heed the call. And, Jim, I'm your only option. First off, putting on the writ makes me sound like Lady Gaga when side-by-side with Aslan. And you don't need a restraining order against me, unlike Melissa and Deliverance, Westroom. Asking to show more skin and be your personal tan snack is just pervy. Because last I checked, this isn't a Jim Rome OnlyFans show, but a sports radio show. So clean it up.
Sue, sorry about this. I'm out of time. That's on me. That's on me. As Logan will always say, my bad, my bad, my bad. For the ones who get it done, I should say, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff of over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. That is the